Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing with the series, What Saith the Scriptures? And we're going to look at the first epistle of John. Now the first epistle of John has been well entitled, The Epistle of Life. It is life that John begins with in the very first lines of the epistle. And it is life with which the epistle concludes in its closing verses. When John uses the terms life, eternal life, true life, etc., this is simply John's way, under the Spirit of God, of speaking about our salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. It is life that we have been brought to in Jesus Christ the Lord, and it is life that we abide in and will enjoy eternally, to the praise of His name. As the epistle is the epistle of life, so the author is the apostle of love. He is the same John who has already given the gospel account that bears his name, and the two letters that follow, together with the book of the Revelation. As the word life predominates as a description of salvation, so the word love predominates as the great expression of the life in Jesus Christ the Saviour. Love is both the root and the fruit of the Christian life. We love him because he first loved us, but because we are the objects of his love. So we are to love one another. John's own love shines through the epistle in the title that he most favoured for his readers, which is, My little children, these things write I unto you, etc. It is not difficult to see where he learned such language, for he was part of the immediate little flock that our Lord addressed time after time. When it comes to viewing the purpose and aims of 1 John, it is apparent that the love that John speaks about is not some Hollywoodized phantom, without form and void, that makes a laughingstock of the righteousness and judgment. The two main subjects dealt with in the epistle are the believer's assured salvation in Christ, with its outworkings and the issue of heresy, and how heresy and the heretic should be viewed. In chapter 5, verse 13, we have what might be called a motto text for the whole epistle. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. John longs to see every saint of God in full possession of that blessed knowledge of eternal life to their souls. And to this end, he has outlined the truth of it in Christ once more before them. By the same token, he aims to turn them away from anything or anyone who denies that truth is in its fullness. The chief heresy in John's day downgraded the nature of Christ. Either it's his manhood or godhood. John's words are unequivocal. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son, in chapter 2, 22. John's love didn't conceive the possibility of giving credence in the Church of Christ to those who denied Christ in any facet of his being. Such were liars and antichrist, against Christ, and were to be treated accordingly. It has been suggested that we are told that God is light, in chapter 1, verse 5, and so we are to walk in the light, as he is life, chapter 2, verse 25, so we are to be born of God. And as he is love in chapter 4 verse 8, so we are to dwell in love. Or simply, that the Christian life calls for right living, genuine loving, and true believing. Amen. This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, which can be found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.